بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه تبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، we began the discussion on the beautiful name of Allah جل جلاله الحسيب. Allah سبحانه وتعالى is الحسيب. We say يا حسيب, that being who suffices for everyone, for every makhluk, for every creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala suffices for every single creation. Those that we can see, we can perceive. Those that we cannot perceive, we cannot see. We don't even know of them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficing them, sustaining them. There is not in existence any such being who is solitary and sufficient for others besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alone. Alone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for everyone and everything without any exception. This is iman and yaqeen. When you go out in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, they say, they make it a habit, when we're giving da'wat, when we're speaking to ourselves, speaking to our family, speaking to our children, tell them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala suffices us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sustains us. And they are, don't say but. We say all, what we say, but we have to work. But you have to study still. We tell our children that Allah is sufficient, Allah will take care of you, Allah will sustain you, but you have to work hard. So that but now what I say, everything. Don't say that. Leave it as is till the heart accepts it. Like how the little child, the mother would teach the child the lesson of iman and yaqeen. Mother had taqwa, so she would tell her son every day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides for you. Allah gives you food. Allah gives you to drink. Allah gives you... Make the child repeat and repeat and repeat. So when the child would return every day from madrasa after zuhur or from school, so the mother trained the child that you want lunch, you 2 rakat salah, ask Allah. Allah will provide for you. The child believes the mother. The child believes the mother. And more than that, the child believes the teacher. The child will tell the mother, but my imam said this, my teacher said that, my muallim said that, muallima said that. How is it important now to send our children to the salihin and the pious? That they learn the right things also. They'll believe us. They say, but my so-and-so said this. How much they convinced that what the educator, tutor tells them. So when the child would be performing his 2 rakat salah, the mother would make the food quickly, prepare it, and leave it at the sarkhan. The child would come, Allah send food for me, Allah send food for me. So one day, the child returned, the normal time, the mother got delayed. And the mother was parashan, Ya Allah, today I'm not going to be home. Now where her iman was upon herself, Ya Allah, but she had iman yaqeen. Allah, I'm not going to be there. My child is going to come home and he's going to perform 2 rakat salah and the food is not going to be there. His iman is going to get spoiled. Ya Allah, you do provide for him. Mother couldn't make it on time. Mother came home a little late, parishad, perturbed, disturbed. She came home, quick look at the child, says, Beta, you ate? She said, I ate, alhamdulillah. What you did when you came home? I had 2 rakat namaz. I asked my Allah to give food for me. And when I sat down, the food was there. Subhanallah. Allah sufficed it. Allah sufficed him. We are worried what's going to happen to you after I'm gone, oh my child. What's going to happen to you after I'm gone? So we all are working hard for what's going to happen in the future. What will happen? I've got to set up my children. How many of us were set up by our fathers that we're living on this strength? How many were set up by their parents and got the deen also? It's a deception. It's a real deception. That if that was the criteria for Allah Ta'ala to sustain us, that your father has to set you up, there was a need for Allah. Allah said, who set up your father? And who set him up? And who set that one up? We all have this, I'm going to leave behind. I'm going to leave behind a legacy of deen, of taqwa. Allah promises, I will sustain 7 generations of yours. Through your taqwa, your iman, 7 generations. Like Ilyas Rahimullah Ta'ala, yesterday we're reading his kitab. Who was the revival of the foot of Da'wat and Tabligh. In regards to him, His granny had this fikr that how deen will remain in our family. So she got all her daughters married to ulama ikram. How deen will prevail in the family, she got them married to ulama ikram. They said, just for Ilyas's mother in the month of Ramadan, whilst doing all her chores, etc., she would finish one Quran khatam plus 10 paras. Every day. 5,000 durood sharif, 1,000 istighfar, 1,000 ya nafi'u, and ya 1,000 this, and 1,000 this. So much of barakah. Sometimes they say his mother was grandmother, she used to be so busy in all the shughal and zikr and taking care of the family. They would tell her, they said, you forgot to eat today. She said, oh, I forgot to eat. Say, how you survive without eating? Say, my tasbihat. My tasbihat is sufficient for me. I'm so involved in it. Reading some tasbihat of zikrullah tabarak wa ta'ala. I forget to eat. We eating, we forget to make zikr of Allah. An ajib ayat in Quran Sharif. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَذُو فَضْلٍ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَذُو فَضْلٍ Allah bara fazal karne wala hai. Allah says, I am very, very graceful. Very, very bountiful. Ala nas upon the people. Allah is saying, I'm very very graceful and very giving, very bountiful upon the people. Walakinna aktharahum la yashkurun. We say, but. Allah is saying, but also. Allah says, I give plenty to the people. Walakinna but. Aktharahum, most of them, la yashkurun. Don't make shukr. They don't make shukr. I give them so much. Allah is saying, but. And we are saying, you got to believe in Allah. And you got to trust Allah, but Allah is saying, I'm giving you plentiful, but most of them don't make shukr. They don't even thank me. This statement also is showing na shukri to Allah. We got to stop it there. My Allah is sustaining, my Allah will take care of you. And you see, the most difficult idol to get out of our lives is me, myself, and I. I myself has become an idol in my life. I trust myself so much. And we say it sometimes the mothers say it, if I'm not there, what's going to happen? If I'm not there at home, what will happen to the house? So we say it also. If I'm not there, what's going to happen? As if now there's no one. Allah is not here. So Al-Hasibu is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who suffices us. This muzakara we have to make every day for the next week, that Allah is Al-Hasib, Allah is sufficient, Allah is... We will say it till he comes into the deep crevices of the heart that my Allah is sustaining me right now. As I'm sitting in my car right now, who's the one taking care of my internal, my external, everything around us? Everything around us, really, we look at the speed the cars are moving. Is it possible now if Allah Ta'ala just removed his hifazat, what will happen? We can imagine what will happen now. What carnage there will be. Only Allah is controlling it. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is good, and He's sufficing everyone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, things are granted their existence. He grants them continuity and grants them perfection. There is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the lesson of iman and yaqeen. We all have to make the muzakara at home. How many of our children, our daughters, that insan has become so self-conceited now. It's only my life, my life, my life. I gotta make it. Now that life has become artificial life also, artificial intelligence also. Become a whole artificial life. We're living for the next person and for the people around us. Hazrat says now that I'm living on money that doesn't belong to me, and wearing a pants that doesn't belong to me, and even the elastic in their pants doesn't belong to me. Everything on borrowed money. To impress people I don't like. To impress people that I don't like. My whole life has become a fake. Do not think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not suffice with that child whose mother breastfeeds him and nurtures him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala suffices in this way. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the mother, created the milk in her chest, guided the child towards drinking the milk, and created such love and compassion in the heart of the mother for the child, that the mother lifts up this child and feeds him. It's all from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But we've gone headlong in love with Western culture. That even when the mother gives birth, is such a miracle of Allah. For us to ponder there, we go to the hospital as a time now to make ta'aleem with the mother and the child. But now we're decorating the room. What they call it, some baby shower or something. That we have a theme, some decor over there. And as ulama say now, they say now, people have to come with the gift bags. This is the time now to make ta'aleem. The child is a newborn child, to put in the child's ears and his heart that Allah is sustaining you. Where you got rosy from? And to tell the mother, where you got the rosy from? How Allah Ta'ala guided you. Before this you never knew what it was to feed a child. Then the child never knew. Allah's qudrat is being exhibited. But the first person, or the first being to be forgotten now is Allah. Now that one is coming, this one is coming, we're going to see to this one, we're going to impress people. We're going to impress, Allah is all watching, Allah is all informed. How much iman yaqeen now we have to teach our mothers at home, our wives at home, our daughters at home. That all this is about Allah, is that about you? Is that about you? Is that about the baby? Is that about the people coming to see you? It's all about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you have to return to Allah. And you have to give hisab kitab. Allah is hasib, inna Allah sari'ul hisab. Allah's hisab kitab, Allah's accountability is very swift, very quick. Allah will take your accountability very quickly. There's no chance now, completely audited by Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. There's no way out whatsoever. So this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did. How much of ma'rifat the person has to just ponder. How Allah Ta'ala created, we'll just read this again. Do not think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not suffice for that child whose mother breastfeeds him and nurtures him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala suffices in this way, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the mother, created milk in her chest, guided the child towards drinking the milk, and created such a love and compassion in the heart of the mother for the child, that the mother lifts up this child and feeds him. And thus, sufficiency is attained outwardly through these means. But in reality, the creator of these means is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's only Him. Is that the mother? Is that the child? Is that the milk? Is that the decor? Is that the baby shower? It's only about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a miracle. How Allah Ta'ala created the child in the womb of the mother. How Allah Ta'ala took out the child. The mother thought, I'm going to lose my life. How Allah Ta'ala facilitated everything. From where to where Allah Ta'ala brought the mother. Over all these months. And in that split of a second and moment, we just forgot Allah. That is about just ourselves, about the makhluk, about ourselves, how we're going to enjoy, and how we're going to do this, and how we, and we, and we, and we. Let's say, forget we, take out the W, put the He. It's only He, Jalla Jalalu. It's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone suffices for everyone. Besides Al-Hasib, the one that suffices, no other being in existence can by itself suffice for anything else. For myself, I can't suffice my own children. It's only Allah that is giving it. Is that myself? Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sending the rosy sustenance for my family, for my children? I'm only a medium in between. There's an excuse in between. Myself also, how many times Allah sent it to me, I don't know where it came from. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent it. All things are dependent on each other, and all of these are under the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No person can single-handedly fulfill the need of another. Impossible. Nobody can do it. Nobody can do it whatsoever. In fact, even if all the people gather together, they will be unable to fulfill any work, except if Al-Hasib Jalla Jalaluhu wishes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone is sufficient for every single person, without the help of any of the creation, without any means. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone is sufficient for everyone, and He subhanahu wa ta'ala has no partner. This is a very, very important point. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Aghna Shuraka. Aghna Shuraka. Aghna means the most independent of partners. Once a person appoints a partner to Allah, you see, when you have a partnership with insan, joint venture, partnership, whatever it may be, we fight for our share. That I invested in here, time, money, pain, sweat, whatever it was. So we don't let it go like that. This is a partnership, I want my share of it. When it comes to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, if a person appoints a partner to Allah, Allah says, I am independent, I don't need this partnership. When two partners get together also and they do it correctly, their business, Allah says, I am the third partner. I bless this partnership. But when things don't go right, then there's cheating, deception, there's dishonesty, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pulls up. Allah is the most independent of all partners. Do the amal only for Allah, Allah says, it's for me. The reward is for you. When a person's heart just goes away a little bit. Childbirth also is an ibadat. Having children too is an ibadat. Getting married is also an ibadat. Every single thing is an ibadat. Putting on clothing also is an ibadat. There's dua to be recited and putting on clothing. The niyat is, Ya Allah, for who I'm doing this right now. Wedding is coming now, I'm going to purchase a certain designer. The designer designed this for me. Allah Ta'ala forgive us. Allah forgive us. Another ulama have mentioned that even the husbands have become cuckolds. Meaning they got no sharam, no haya. My wife is going shopping. She's going with some bridal, whatever, shower or shopping she's going. And she's got a male designer with her. He's escorting her now to the shop. Now the male designer, he says, where's the husband? Where's the mahram? To show who? Allah says, this is supposed to be ibadat. The dressing is supposed to be for the pleasure of Allah. Allah says, if it is for me, I am there. If it's not for me, you're doing it for anybody else, Allah says, I'm gone. There's no barakat in it. I am not part of this reshuf. I don't need it. Whoever you're doing it for, do it for them. Do it for you. Dressing up for so and so, do it for them. The certain amal you're doing it, you're designing, doing up the room for so and so, do it for them. The Hadith Sharif is mentioned very, very clearly. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will appoint a caller that will call out. Where are those that did their actions for so and so? Now go and demand your reward from them. Go and demand your reward from them. You did it for so and so, to impress so and so, go and demand your reward from them. Currency will be amal. Now you need it. That person says, I got nothing for you. You want to do impress me? I got nothing to give you. Allah, he did do it for me. Dressing is supposed to be for Allah. The nikah is supposed to be for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The giving, whatever we function, whatever we do in our life, is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're buying the car also. The dua should be, Allah, this car should give me many miles in the path of Allah. I'm not purchasing the car to convince or to impress anybody. That car, if I make the niyat, innamal a'malu bin niyat, Allah says, it's for me, for my pleasure, path of Allah, every mile we're getting salam for it. Hazrat says, on the day of Jumu'ah, among the sunnahs of the day of Jumu'ah, the six amal of the day of Jumu'ah, Allah Ta'ala give us sufi to make amal upon it. For a person to go early for Salatul Jumu'ah, the first sunnah. Then to have a ghusl before that, to take a bath. The sunnah, the ghusl on the day of Jumu'ah means that a person performs Salatul Jumu'ah with the same ghusl. So he has a ghusl before the Jumu'ah salah. He leaves early, he applies itar. Hadith Sharif says, itar that belongs to him, don't bump anybody. The person pull out his new itar on the day of Jumu'ah. Now, you know, tell him, he's smelling good. But now the Roman drop, which are, his heart is coming out. Because he paid high price for it. Use your own itar. Itar also, ulama, so Hazrat taught us also, not perfume. The maqsad of applying itar is to attack the malaika, not attack the opposite gender. Not to create a romantic environment, to create a pious environment of malaika. So use real itar that men should be using, not the sprays, etc. These are not itar. Use what comes in the sunnah. White musk is very neutral, alhamdulillah. Nobody has taklif because of that. So, have a ghusl, go out early, wear clean clothing, apply itar. And when you're going for salah also, don't cause taklif to anybody. Don't jump over shoulders. Yes, it is placed in front, then kindly you can go forward without causing harm anyone. And sit close to the khatib and don't interfere. Person does the sunnahs on the day of Jumu'ah, then the Hadith Sharif says, for every step that he will take for Salatul Jumu'ah, Allah will grant him for every step the reward of 1 year's accepted nafil ibadat. 1 year's accepted nafil roza. For each step. Now Hazrat says, we're going by car now. We want the closest parking. We want that Imam's parking. Imam's have not come, you want to take his parking. If you take his parking, they do the Imamat also. They say, for every step, Hazrat said, now we're going with the car. He said, we hope in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, for every turn of the wheel, Allah is giving us a 1 year. So my car also, ya Allah, I'm purchasing this car, I will go in the path of Allah, I will go for gush, I will pick up the jama'at, I will take the pious people, I will use it for salah 5 times a day. Now their car becomes an ibadah. Their car now will be waiting for you in the day of Qiyamah. The hadith in the other Sahihin is mentioned, the person who buys a horse and he keeps it, the horse, for the ibadah, for jihad. He keeps it for jihad, to be used in the path of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. The hadith Sharif says, for the fodder that he feeds it, the fodder, the food that he feeds that horse, that will be wait for him on the day of Qiyamah, he will be rewarded. For the droppings of the horse, that will be wait for him on the day of Qiyamah. So even the emissions of the car now, they want to cut that out also. They say pollution. But that too you'll get on the day of Qiyamah. Because the niyat is there. You allow to please you. So every single amal of mine can become an ibadat. So every amal I do only for Allah. Because I'm a slave of Allah. Every action of mine is done only for Allah Jalla. The sabr I make, the shukr I make is for Allah. The amal I do is for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Now the month of Ramadan is coming also. To start preparing for the month of Ramadan. So women folk, to educate them also. Everything you're doing is for Allah. Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was commanded to say to them that my salah, all my physical ibadat, salati wa nusuki, all my monetary ibadat, my qurbani, my living, my dying is only for Allah. Because see, Hasib, Jalla Jalalu, is doing everything for us. He's doing everything for us. So we should be doing everything for Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. There's no way out for us. The food we're eating, Allah is from you. Hazrat says also that rice that we are eating, the rice we are eating, right? How much are you paying for a bag of rice? 150 rand, 160 rand. You see, that price is heavily subsidized by Allah. The real price of the rice you can't pay. Impossible. For that one drop of water you can't pay. Ask our families in Gaza right now what they won't pay for one drop of clean water. One drop of clean water, what they won't pay for it. For just a handful of rice, what they won't pay for it. Heavily subsidized by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are crying. They are being stabbed. Here, we should be finding Allah in one dana, one grain of rice. One sip of water. I'm making shukr to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. My life is for Allah. My living for Allah. My dying for Allah. My nikah for Allah. Treating my wife for Allah. My dressing for Allah. Everything for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is, as it says thereafter, that Allah teaches His beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well, as the whole of mankind, this fact by saying, O Nabi of Allah, say, Qul hasbi Allah. Tell the entire ummah, say, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah is sufficient for me. When Nabi of Allah is commanded to say it, we should also say, Hasbi Allah. Allah is sufficient for me. That I do everything for Allah, Allah is doing everything for me. Never mind the earth, moon and sun, countless gigantic celestial bodies rotate in the universe due to the meticulous efficiency of Al-Hasib. Who's doing it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're so quick to praise insan. We're so quick to praise now a certain star footballer. Look at his aim or look at his curve or whatever they talk about now, cricket or soccer, how good he is. How much you don't praise insan? And how much we don't love insan also because he's so good at certain things. But we don't see Allah. Allah has made everything so perfect. So perfect, so perfect. The only time is going to come in the heart when we speak about it. Allah does everything to perfection. See, everything is happening in such precise manner that they never collide with one another unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. These huge suspended celestial bodies move around in their orbits and are always in motion. They never fall and never clash with one another. This is a demonstration of the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Hasib by which one is left speechless. This is phenomenal engineering and an amazing system of reckoning. Today we buy car journals or car magazines and now we read about this car, how perfect they made this car. The engine is so smooth, you can't hear anything about it. How they design the entire engine and the gearbox, how it's married to it, mashallah. How the journalists are such experts that they convince you now you've got to update your car. You're driving a junk right now. When you read about it, you feel, subhanAllah. It's more enjoyable reading the article than driving the car sometimes. But the way they explain it, Allah bless them with the words, they put it like that. Then they convince you. The ladies get convinced when they read about something. This is journalism. This is not how they write. So that's how they put it through. And how they tune that entire article now, you feel now I've got to go ahead with this. But look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's documentary. Allah's engineering of the entire dunya, that this whatever they are doing also is under the banner and umbrella of Allah Ta'ala's supreme engineering, that you are able to do this. Without His engineering, what can you do? Without the raw materials, what can you do? There's nothing that you can do. It's all from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, but insan sees only through the tip of his nose, that the insan is doing, makhluk is doing, Germany is doing, Japan is doing, China is controlling this market and that market, everything else. Doesn't look beyond that. So we fall into the entire system, so they're controlling our thinking and our minds also. Since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full power to be sufficient for all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not placed any ladder, guard, worker, official messenger or secretary at his door to call out to him. In calling out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, When pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no need for any intermediary. You want a meeting with the boss, or Mr. President, Hazrat says, already you give up. Where I want to meet him? Find one contact who has another contact who has another contact. Even little minor things. Electrician also now. Why you got an electrician? Tell him, I give you the number. You call him, how you buy? So and so. Why? You want a better price. So you need intermediary for everything. But when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's no intermediary. Come directly to me. Come directly to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. There's no guard, there's no worker, there's no official messenger, there's no secretary to call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In entreating Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's no need for any intermediary. These intermediaries are such that they are themselves in need of Al-Hasib. Whether it's a guard, whether it's a worker, whether it be some messenger, they're all in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not will, nobody's work can be fulfilled. If we understand this, my dear brothers, it is impossible for us to miss our Fajr namaz. It's impossible for you not to wake up and not put your head down. It's impossible. This is now ulama say that because I trust myself so much and I got kamzor yaqeen, weak yaqeen upon Allah, my salah will go. But my day will carry on. My day will carry on. If I understand this, that nothing can happen, no work of man can get done without the will of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it's impossible for me not to wake up with my head down. Thereafter, it's impossible for me not to read my Yasin for the day. If I send out the ma'mulat sheet, the brother to fill it in and see in a day how much we are doing. If I send it out of the groups, just for us to gauge by end of the month, whether it was a loss, whether it was profitable the month. How was the month? Then from there I'll gauge my dunya is running or not running, but I'm worried about my dunya. I'm worried about my deen. Little bit. We put few amal over there for the day. My Fajr Salah, Takbir Ula, the first surf, Yasin, my Sharaq, Wazai for the morning, for the evening. All day. But I'll do the EFT to the security company. And then I got to EFT this one, I got to pay that one. But the biggest bill I haven't fulfilled yet. The biggest account with Allah, then I'm running overdraft. As one of our ulama, similarly, Ahmad Muhammad Balyawi, he says, Rahmatullah Alayh, he says that a person now, he says he hasn't done deposit in the bank of Allah, but he has to do a withdrawal. He's only doing withdrawals, but no deposits. So Allah is giving still, you're running over that, but you're carrying on. But you're still asking for more, but you didn't do the deposit this morning. Fajr namaz wasn't there. Yasin Sharif didn't take place. When he said, brother said, give us one tartib for the day. Brother said, very simple. Come and stay with us and see what's our tartib. Said, do the same thing. There's nothing magic to be done. It's going to happen. Do it. Stay with the pious and see what the tartib is. Simple as that. There's nothing more than that. Wake up Fajr time. Indi Yasin Sharif. Wazifas to read. Day after Quran, Tilawat, Isharam, Zikrullah. Go home, have breakfast, start the day. Asad to Maghrib, nobody should be at home. Asad to after Fajr, from Fajr till Isharam, and Asad to Maghrib, that's the time in the day to be in the masjid. There's no other time. The rest of the time, Allah Ta'ala made the day ma'asha. وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا. Allah Ta'ala made the day for you to seek your sustenance. Stop it at Asr time. Finish. You make the niyat, Allah will send it by then. No matter what time Asr Salah is. If you are going for 3 weeks Umrah, then who's in the shop Asr time? Nobody is there. But it's carrying on. Allah is showing you can do it every day. It's just your niyat. You're taking a holiday, you're closing up. Allah says you can do it every day. The deception of the eye and the heart. Asr to Maghrib, every believer should be in the masjid. Fajr to Ishraq, he should be in the masjid. That's our time. If we can't make it to the masjid, when are we going to make it? When is it going to happen? If we're not going to do it, when the lady is going to do it? If we're not going to set the example, then the lady is not going to do it. Ask many of our musturat at home. Go home and just ask them. They might get shocked up now. Why are you asking me? Ask them how much Quran you read today. He said, what happened to you? You're asking me today? Well, go and ask him. Did you read the Yasin this morning? How much Quran you read for the day? Yes, the children are there. They have to look after the children. That's one part of ibadat. But the Quran tilawat is there. As how many durood they read today? Compared to how many hours cell phone they give you every week report, isn't it? Weekly report is coming now. How many hours did they increase or they decreased, etc., etc. But just our demon taking the hisab kitab. Allah al-hasib, Allah will take the hisab. Then we're going to see it's too late. What happened now? There's so many blanks in this amulat sheet. So many blanks, so many blanks, so many blanks. So fill it in. One brother, mashallah, is filling it in. He's sending it every week. Away now, he didn't do, he put a red dot over there. Now, we know in school, we didn't like that red circle. We didn't like that red circle. It was like a nightmare. So he put a red dot. That this is a fail. It didn't happen. And then see the ma'amulat for the month, how many red and how many black. Then we know now, Ya Allah, what was the month like? I got to buck up. Rajab already, Sha'ban is coming, Ramadan. If there's not more ticks and there's more crosses there, what's going to be my Ramadan like? I'm going to start battling, get moving. By the time I come to the last 10 days, Ramadan is finished, I didn't even start yet. The Tamir Rahmatullah Ali, when they asked him, Hazrat, what's your tartib? What's your tartib of Ramadan? Say nothing special. What I'm doing the whole year. What I'm doing there. There's nothing more. He said, there's no space to do anything more. What I do in Ramadan, I do the whole year. What I do in Ramadan, I do the whole year. So that was the ma'amulat of our kabir. So we want to know what to do the entire day. What tartib? Simple. Stay with the pious and see what the tartib is. Hazrat Wala, we stay with him. We see, mashallah. No time wasted. No time wasted. Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, very beautifully in his Khanqah, he's got a board. With the Ruh Sharif, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin Nabi al-Ummi. Then he's got written under it, ke be maqsad baat na kijay. Be maqsad baat na kijay, balke the Ruh Sharif padhe. Say, don't waste your time in useless talk, rather read the Ruh Sharif. Rather read the Ruh Sharif. So read the Ruh Sharif. As much as we can. That is going to pull us towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi was in his final illness. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi, Muhammad bin Idris, his name was Muhammad bin Idris, born in Gaza also. He was Qurayshi, Mubarak place Gaza. Imam Shafi was born in the year 150 in Gaza. So he says, he was in his final illness, about to depart from this world. He uttered the following poem, in which he declared Al-Hasib to be sufficient for him. And he said these lines of poetry before his death, Anta Hasbi, Anta Hasbi. Wafika, Anta Hasbi, Wafika lilqalbi, Hasbua, lihasbi, in sahali fika hasbu. You see all the words come, Hasin and Bab. Hasin and Ba, Anta Hasbi, Wafika, للقلب حسب ولحسبي إن صح لي فيك حسب لا أبالي متى ودادك لي صح من الدهر ما تعرض خطب. The translation, you are sufficient for me. In my heart, I possess only good thoughts regarding you. جل جلاله. He'll only talk anything good about you. You'll take care of me. You are sufficient for me. In my heart, I possess only good thoughts regarding you. My good thoughts regarding you are sufficient. Are sufficient. One youngster was passing away. As he was leaving this world, somebody told him, what an evil boy you are. What guna you didn't do. Every evil deed you've done. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, I treat my slave as he thinks of me. I treat my slave as he thinks of him. Mashafi says, Ya Allah, I only have good thoughts about you. I only have good thoughts about you, nothing else. You've only been good to me. So the youngsters just said this one statement. He said, my Allah is very kind, he'll be kind to me. That's all. And he passed away like that. A few days later, somebody sees him in a dream, this most evil boy, troubled everybody, did the most evil things, and he's roaming in Jannat, a garden, palatial home. Oh Allah ka banda, Allah still, how you reach there? He says, I was supposed to collect it. Allah is supposed to give it to me. Just because of my last statement, I say Allah is very kind, that He'll treat me kindly. So, when I went to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala says, where you learn this from? Say, Allah, from your Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That you are the most kind one. Allah says, definitely. And I even told this man, I am the most akramul akramin. So you said the right thing. So I'll treat you accordingly. Just on his one statement. On his one statement only. Sometimes our children to catch us also. They say one, two words and they caught us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most kind. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi says, you are sufficient for me. In my heart I possess only good thoughts regarding you. My good thoughts regarding you are sufficient. Since I have attained true love for you, I do not care for any worries and difficulties. Another meaning of a hasib is the being who takes a complete and quick reckoning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with his perfect knowledge and complete power, can take reckoning of every single person. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can reward someone for a small action. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can punish quickly for any sin committed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيُومِ الْقِيَامَةِ. We will place the scales of justice on the day of Qiyamah. Remember, we have the ICJ. Whether justice prevails, Allah knows best. But Qiyamah day, there will be justice. Where injustice took place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will meet out justice in the day of Qiyamah. Therefore, a mu'min never loses. He knows justice will be meted out in the day of Qiyamah. Allah will give him his rank upon his sabr. The name Al-Hasib is sufficient to awaken every such person who is drowning in desires, far from deen, and completely unmindful. Just as you think, Fajr time, Allah will take me to account. Allah will take me to account for the sleep. How is he in the sleep? How is he going to sleep? If tomorrow Sa says we're coming on your case, you're doing what they do? Lifestyle audit. Ya Allah. Lifestyle audit. Allah says, I'm going to check your lifestyle also. I want to check your lifestyle also. You slept through Fajr namaz. You missed Isha namaz. I was tired. I just fell asleep. Allah says, your lifestyle, I'm going to check it also. Allah Ta'ala, give me the tawfiq, all of us. None of us are safe. So we have good thoughts of Allah, but can't be wishful thinking. It has to be a reality. The name Al-Hasib is sufficient to awaken every such person who is down in desires. His desire for sleep, for wealth, for power. Allah will take his hisab kitab also. Far from deen and completely unmindful, Allah will take your hisab kitab. Since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to take reckoning of one's past, when Allah ta'ala wills to, He'll take it. He'll pull out the files. Allah will pull out the files. Allah delete our old files, inshallah. And keep only the good over there. That we have good thoughts of Allah, but we have to step up now. Especially now in Rajab, Sha'ban is coming, we have to mend our ways. From now we have to make a deal with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, from today. From today, till Ramadan and thereafter, from now let me see one salah with Jamaat. I'm not going to let it go. My hisab kitab is going to be taken, Ya Allah. What's going to happen to me? My legs won't carry me then. My legs won't carry me then. It's a reality. Al-Hasib will take my hisab. From now to Ramadan and thereafter, at one salah, every day I will open Quran Sharif. And take out time at home, sit with the family. Maghrib to Isha, Ya Allah, I make niyat Isha. Asr to Maghrib, I'm in the masjid. Fajr salah, I'm there, till Ishraq. Read my Quran, make my dhikr, talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Allah ta'ala for strength, to give us the strength of Iman. And Hazrat says, everybody has it. Nobody can say, I don't have it. Everybody has a strength to do the ibadat of Allah, to obey Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And as Hakim Shah would use the word rahmatul alayhi, himmat chor. A person is a himmat chor. Say, I can't do it. One murid came to the Shaykh Hazrat. Can't do it. It's too much. Can't wake up. Can't move. So the Shaykh, mashallah, was a proper Shaykh. He knew this person is a himmat. Himmat means courage. Chor, thief. When he comes to courage, to good deeds, he was a chor. Hazrat, I can't do it. He said, hey, ut, chalo. He said, get up and move. The way he got up and moved, he didn't stop again. Why not even one time? Started moving. Mufisalaji Sahib says, sometimes people need a double dose. Double dose, now he starts moving. You can do it. You got it in you. You can do a lot of things. You can move people, you can move things around, and you can move yourself also in the path of Allah. And once you start moving, see how you will enjoy it. Being the slave of Allah, how will you enjoy it? Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal, inshallah. What time is that? 25 past 2. Jamaat, 20 past 2. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم As Hakim Sahib will say, with La ilaha illallah, is a super vacuum. Ya Allah, with La ilaha illallah, I vacuum the laziness out of my limbs, Ya Allah. The laziness from my limbs, from my feet, from my mind, from my heart, Ya Allah. Illallah, Ya Allah, I'm putting in my heart your obedience, your muhabbat and your love, Ya Allah. It will spur me on to love Allah, to worship Allah, to fall in love with Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So make the niyat of La ilaha, Ya Allah, taking out all this evil, all the dirt, detoxing myself spiritually, and with the powerful name of Allah which conquers everything, Ya Allah, putting all the goodness into my limbs, every corner of my heart, of my body, Ya Allah, only you, then on Fajr time, every day, Ya Allah, my limbs will call out your name and wake me up when it's time to move in the path of Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala.
لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 الله
When you take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then as if every limb is calling out the name of Allah, the carpets, the walls, the ceiling. And for us to understand that Ya Allah, I've cleared my heart out everything. The laziness is out, Ya Allah. Now, like how we have the car, is the overhaul. Now we're putting the nitrous inside. At super speed, Ya Allah, we're going to move in the path of Allah. The name of Allah is like the nitrous for the heart. Ya Allah, now your muhabbat, your love, Ya Allah is pumping in my body, in my heart. Ya Allah, now I will run for you. Person who is Safa Marwa. Now he is running, say to Allah, Ya Allah, I'm running for you. Ya Allah, when you say run, I'll run for you, my Allah. Hajar ran, Ya Allah, I'll run now. Allah says, 3 rounds of tawaf, run, Ya Allah, I'll run for you. I won't stop for you. Ya Allah, now I will run. Ramadan is coming, Rajab, Sha'ban. For the rest of my life, Ya Allah, I run towards you, but away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Allah, 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 Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah, 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 Jalla Jalaluhu.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa laqibatu lil muttaqeen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Ya Akramul Akrameen, Ya Arhamul Rahimeen, O Kareem, Rahimullah, Most Kind Allah. Ya Allah, You are sufficient for us, Ya Allah, Hasbunallah, wa ni'mal wakeel. Ya Allah, You suffice us for our nafs and shaitan, O my Allah. O my Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, You become ours, O my Allah, make us yours. Ya Allah, give us the strength in our bodies, O my Allah, in every bone, in every joint, O my Allah, in our hearts, in our muscles, Ya Allah, in our blood, O my Allah. Grant us the energy to worship You, to make Your ibadah, to run towards You, O my Allah. Remove all obstacles, O my Allah. Take out the laziness, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Give us ikhlas, sincerity in all our amal and accept us, O my Allah. O my Allah, bless us in the month of Rajab and Sha'ban. Ya Allah, make Ramadan a turning point in our life, O Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Allah, catch us by our forelocks, O my Allah, and pull us towards Your obedience, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, grant us Your dard, the deal and the pain of Your muhabbat, O my Allah, and the love for Rasulullah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my Allah, guide the ummah, O my Allah. Keep us upon hidayat, O my Allah. Protect the ummah, O my Allah. Guide the ummah, Ya Allah. Shelter the ummah, feed the ummah, clothe the ummah. Give us dard and pain for the ummah of Rasulullah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين. Very quick alarm, my dear brothers. Next week our Jamaat will be going out for 3 days, inshallah, for the Ijtima Fikr. Leaving on Friday, brothers who will join, inshallah, we send on the group. They can join us, inshallah, for the 3 days next week, from Yom al-Jumu'ah to the Sunday. And the tartib for Ramadan also, inshallah, the first 20 days we'll be spending in Azadwal. Brothers who join us there, they can come, they can forward their names, inshallah. Whatever time, 3 days, 5 days, 10 days, we'll be there at the Khanka. The last 10 days will be at the Kafir and Masjid al-Mahmood, inshallah. The numbers are very, very few numbers they're giving us because there's limitations there at the Masjid. Mali Ibn Badat will handle it, inshallah, who can sit for Sunnat al-Itikaf. Nafil, there's plenty of place, more than 100, 200. So brothers shouldn't be despondent, we can't sit for Sunnat. We can sit for Nafil also, but treat it as Sunnat. Spend the entire day there. The main thing is for us to take benefit and stay in the house of Allah, to be in the company of the Malaika. Allah Ta'ala give us sufi to make amal, inshaAllah. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika.